These times that we're living in are remarkable. None of us have ever experienced anything like it in our lifetimes. There's a lot of fear in the world right now, and a lot of other emotions that we don't usually feel this strongly. Most countries of the world are experiencing with us the tragedy of pandemic, sickness and death, growing numbers of cases, growing death statistics, and isolation, and loneliness, and fear. We are all being tested. I hope you saw Pope Francis' Holy Hour and the blessing Urbi et Orbi on Friday. It was a remarkable, remarkable event. He's probably the only one in the entire world who could have pulled off such an event with millions and millions of people watching across the planet. It was a remarkable message of hope, a message of faith and unity. And it was very much needed at this time. Are you afraid? I'm afraid on many levels. I'm afraid of what this is doing to our community, to our city, our state, our country. And we have to confront these fears. Today in the gospel, we're all confronted. We're challenged. Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And he said to her, "Do you believe this?" That's the question. This is the question we should be asking ourselves and each other. This question will help us to overcome our fear and our dread. This is why Jesus told us every time he came into a group of people, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." Ezekiel prophesied to the Messiah and to eternal life. Ezekiel said, "O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them." St. Paul wrote, "If the spirit of one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit dwelling in you." And to prove that he had the power of God, the power to give life and to save us, Jesus raised people from the dead. He was more powerful than death. He raised from the death the son of the widow of Nain, if you recall that gospel story. And he raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead, the Jairus, the synagogue official. In today's gospel, Jesus raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to wake him." And when they arrived back in Bethany, Lazarus' sister Martha confronts Jesus, perhaps a little disappointed with him, and saying to him, "If he had been there, Lazarus would not have died." Lazarus had been in the tomb now for 4 days. He was dead. Jesus responded to Martha, "Your brother will rise." And Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? Do you really believe this? If you believe this, do not be afraid. In another place in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his disciples, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. And he said, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. And then another place, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. That's a promise. Do you believe it? That's Jesus' question to us. Do you believe it? Whoever believes this does not need to fear the coronavirus. If you have this faith and hope and eternal life, you don't need to be afraid of death. You don't need to be afraid of the coronavirus. Do not be afraid. Do not lose your hope. Trust in God. And if you have that trust and that hope, then care for one another. And show your faith and your care for one another. Comfort one another. Pray for one another. Be patient with one another. We're going to get through this. We will get through this. And pray with this hope as you witness the events of our time. Jesus is giving us eternal life. Do you believe this? Believe. Do not be afraid.